Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we've been watching in horror some of these pictures and videos of, taken before the festival that was shot up by Hamas terrorists on Saturday, and kibbutz pictures of dead bodies and dead children, children apparently who were beheaded on a kibbutz in Israel, while we're watching this, and some people might be thinking it's overseas, you know, we're safe. We've been seeing discord here, as we saw in terms of protests in New York, Utah synagogues getting threats. And so in New York, they are going to start conducting perimeter searches around key institutions. And Mayor Eric Adams is going to now kind of up police presence in areas that could also be targets for populations here. And it isn't just the Jews that could get hurt. It's anybody else, other Americans. As you saw, there's Americans that were killed in the Hamas attacks, including we have hostages, Americans that are still there, Americans who are stuck. And so I worry that there's going to be attacks by individuals who are completely indiscriminate. They don't care who they're killing, thinking they're only targeting one specific group. And just be aware. And Mayor Eric Adams in New York said, we cannot let our guards down. Don't underestimate lone wolves. The lone wolves are real, especially those radicalized on social media, he says. Now, not only lone wolves, this was a concerted attack. This was an attack that was planned. You wonder, have other attacks been planned, or are other attacks packaged, ready to go, and people are waiting for the right time? And so I do worry that we are going to see more violence here. We already have tons of violence with all the crime that we're seeing and the rampant stabbing and shootings that we're seeing. But some individuals who might think this is their opportunity, while American and law enforcement might be distracted in some areas, just be aware. And sadly, this world is, you know, full of individuals who are evil, that have no problem committing terrorist acts, have no qualms about it. And so we do have to be aware. And not just at synagogues. We have to be aware at grocery stores. And look at the horror we've seen with grocery store shootings, such as the one in Buffalo, church group shootings during Bible study. We have individuals who may take advantage, even if they're not Hamas or part of a terrorist organization. So the mayor noted that there are no current threats. He said, we cannot believe that it happened thousands of miles away. We're the largest Jewish population outside of Israel. So he urged New Yorkers to refrain from being distracted on their phones and stay alert of their surroundings. NYPD Chief John Chell said his late shift will do the perimeter searches of key institutions. Did not specify which ones, of course, because if they can't handle all of them, address all of them, then, you know, people will be taking notes. Adams said areas with a large Jewish and Hasidic population, such as Williamsburg, Flatbush, Rockaway, will be on the list. He said, if somebody's hanging around a synagogue or you see someone in the community that is suspicious, see something, say something, do something. And so, people are on edge. They're, when you see the 40 babies massacred, young children beheaded, now families gunned down. This was a terrorist act, and we have politicians. We have students at some universities taking the side of Hamas, and it's frightening. Now, in terms of protecting American citizens, now I believe multiple airlines have stopped flights going in and out of Tel Aviv. In a statement to CNN, American Airlines said they were suspending flights until Friday as they're closely monitoring the situation on the ground. There is a do not fly order from the president of the Allied Pilots Association, the union representing 15,000 American Airlines pilots. Ed Seisher said that because Israel has declared that it is now at war, it is not prudent or appropriate to knowingly put our flight crews and passengers in harm's way by maintaining flights into a war zone. I agree with that. He cautioned pilots to refuse any assignment into Israel and added that the Federal Aviation Administration has issued a notice to air personnel urging extreme caution. Delta Airlines is also canceling flights to and from Tel Aviv for the rest of the month, but they said they will work with the U.S. government as needed to assist with the repatriation of U.S. citizens who want to return home. And that's kind of like what we saw with Miami. With Miami, it was all about let's get people out after the fires. I'm sorry, not Miami, Maui. Let's get people out because of the fires. In terms of people coming in, and I know we don't want Israel's tourism industry to fall apart, but right now they are in the midst of a war, and I think they would agree, because Americans especially are going to be huge targets. And, you know, Hamas, this wasn't just about, we're just going to, you know, get Israelis. They are very well aware that we have many American Israelis there. And so, unfortunately, we don't want to give them any more opportunities to take hostages or try to shoot down planes. So the U.S. Embassy in Israel said that they are continuing to closely monitor the dynamic security situation. Ben-Gurion International Airport is open, but they have reduced some flights, suspended some, and they are trying to get people out who want to get out. Hong Kong carrier Cathay Pacific canceled their flight to and from Tel Aviv. Air Canada is also suspending flights. And I agree. Air India, Lufthansa, also canceling flights until October 14th, Norwegian Air until October 15th, Korean Air also. People asked, you know, do we think it's going to be calmed down by the weekend? Well, from what I understand, Israel says they have secured the border between Gaza and Israel, the Gaza Strip and Israel. And so, and I think they have stopped all the terrorists that are within the Israel territory. But we still have hostage situations going on. And we still don't know if there's other players that are going to join them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the year of the strike is not over, and we have had more strikes and walkouts than we've seen in a while. And Walgreens has now joined the effort in terms of their pharmacists, technicians walking out over working conditions. So following the United Auto Workers and the Hollywood strike and Kaiser, Walgreens pharmacists, the nation's second largest pharmacy chain with 9,000 locations, had about 200 of those locations see their pharmacists walk off the job. And Walgreens said that a, quote, small number of pharmacies were going to be a part of it. They had said there was only 10, but from what we understand, employees from at least 200 of them walked off the job. And it may just be for one day. It might be for a few days. But A pharmacist spoke to Fox Business on the condition of anonymity and said this is just a piece of what's to come until they get more staff to help with vaccinations and prescriptions, in addition to payroll transparency, advance notice of staff changes, schedules, mandatory training for all new hires, and ensuring job tasks match staffing levels. So they want more staff, more payroll transparency, advance notice of staff changes, schedules, mandatory training new hires, and roles that match skill sets. If necessary, the workers are going to escalate the matter with a pharmacy-wide protest at the end of October. Now, I don't know about you all, but the pharmacies, I love the pharmacies. And these pharmacies in our area work 24/7 to make sure that people can get their medication, can get their cold medication, can get their prescriptions, can, you know, get the support they need, even be able to talk to a medical professional. How many pharmacists give medical advice? Because people say, can I mix this medicine with this? Or what would you recommend for this? And, more people know their pharmacist by name than their doctor. And they are overwhelmed. They are underappreciated. And when I saw the government recruit these pharmacies, saying they're going to be the ones testing for COVID, they're going to be the ones vaccinating for COVID, they're going to be the ones administering the COVID medications, my immediate concern is, do they have the staff? Because every pharmacy I've gone to, there's a long line. And people are grumpy, and they'll either go through the drive-thru, or they won't go through the drive-thru, then they'll come in, going, why have I been waiting an hour? And I tell people, if I write a prescription, it's going to be at least an hour. You know, give these pharmacists some time. And that was at least an hour before COVID. You know, after COVID and staff shortages, they might need longer. And so apparently there was a Reddit thread that initiated the walkout plan. It was posted 2 weeks ago. And it was a result of the growing concern over expectations placed on current staff. The pharmacist claims that major pharmacy chains have been unable to effectively staff their stores and pharmacies. So everybody's dealing with the same stuff. I don't understand why we still can't get people to go back. Well, I know why we can't get people to go back to work. They'd rather work from home. It's more fun to work from home. It's easier to work from home. You could work two jobs without a boss knowing. And people are choosing that rather than being at a brick and mortar store where you have to clock in, clock out, and be watched all the time. Can't be working a second job when you do that. And so, these pharmacists and the techs and whoever's still working there, they've been busting their butts since COVID, since pre-COVID. And when I saw that, you know, the Biden administration said, hey, guys, we're going to test and treat. You're going to go to the pharmacy, you're going to get a test. Then they're going to hand you your treatment. And when I looked at the FDA list of the side effects and the drug interactions, I'm like, no, pharmacists are not going to be able to just hand you the drug without there being any vetting. What the hell are they talking about? And then, FDA came out with a statement saying, hey, guys, the pharmacist can dispense it without a doctor's prescription, but bring in your blood work. Expect to have a medicine reconciliation. Expect it to take a little time. And then, even then, pharmacists weren't doing it. When I told patients that the FDA said pharmacists were doing it, you know, you could try contacting the pharmacy. If not, you got to go and see a medical provider. Patients were saying, no, the pharmacists say we're not doing it yet. They have no staff. I don't blame them. Not to mention, remember the vaccine rollout? With the vaccine rollout, you had to document when the vaccine came out of the freezer. It had to be thawed a certain amount of time. Everything had to be by the book. If not, it would lose efficacy. And there were some discussions of how some of these countries that had a much quicker rollout of the vaccine was because they didn't necessarily pay such minute attention to the minutes and the seconds of the thawing. They were like, let's just get this out, get it in, and get it done. But Walgreens had to follow everything by the book, and I'm glad they did. But where's the staff? How do they have the staff to do that? Many cases, they're saying they see two patients every 15 minutes seeking multiple vaccinations. So I've gone to my pharmacy for vaccines. I make an appointment. I've waited an hour after the appointment, but that's okay. They're busy. I get that. But I try to just do one in and out. But every time they do a vaccine, there's tons of paperwork. They have to review the paperwork. Then they have to meet with you and talk to you. It could be a 15-minute experience. Plus, you have to sit and wait. They're not doctor's offices. They're pharmacists. They could give injections. They could do all that, but do they want to? Now, they say, the pharmacist said that they were told to continue prioritizing vaccinations because they have a higher gross profit for our company. They said, it used to be if we got to 20 prescriptions behind, it was an emergency. Now we're well over 1,000. That means patients are going days and weeks without their needed medications. Now, of course, if Walgreens could hire, I'm sure they would have. You know, when somebody tells me we need more staff, we need more staff, I'm sure that tell me something I don't know. Finding staff is difficult. But then maybe they need to lay off the pressure that pharmacists are going to give you Paxlovid, pharmacists are going to do the vaccine rollout. The average annual salary for a pharmacist is $118,000. The pharmacist told Fox Business that most are paid about $125,000. But as you can see, it's not the money. They're exhausted. They're burned out. Multiple CVS stores are already closing. That means Walgreens is going to take on more. So for you all, if you think you're going to need a prescription this coming winter, for the love of God, get it early if you can. So that it doesn't matter if you have to wait a couple days. Anytime I need my hormones, you know, because I'm menopausal, I put in the order days, weeks before. It's not going to expire. This way, I know there's time. If it takes some time to get it, no big deal. Usually I just have to wait a couple days. But keep in mind, if you're like, well, I have a doctor's appointment December 24th, and then I'm going to pick up my prescriptions that day, jump on a flight, so I'm at Grandma's for Christmas, I would rethink that plan. I would really rethink that plan. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I think pharmacy closures are going to start to be more of a thing, pharmacy walkouts. I also think we're going to see a lot more strikes. It's going to be a very, very chaotic winter as the winter time and the holiday shopping time is a very, very busy time for retailers, a very busy time for many industries, and that would be a very strategic time for people to walk out or people to strike. And Kaiser even said, look, if they can't at the negotiating table get the deal they need to for their workers, there's going to be a longer walkout in November. Well, in November, that's when we start really getting into flu season. And that's not going to be good. And then if that walkout doesn't necessarily get the results, what then happens in December? So for any of you thinking, I'm good until December, I got what I need, rethink that. Just in the back of your mind, expect that something's going to go down. Whether it's, you know, some of this chaos that's happening with the war, whether it's stores closing, going bankrupt. I heard there were hundreds of companies that went bankrupt this year. It is not a very good time. And so, you know, if you think there's something that you're going to be able to rely on, just plan, have plan B. And that's another thing, too. And I don't want to draw business away from anybody, but if there's another pharmacy that doesn't seem to be as busy or overwhelmed, you know, you might want to consider getting some of your prescriptions there as well. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Law enforcement stepping up security, even though there's no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The field of GOP presidential candidates is shrinking. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced yesterday that he is dropping out of the race. It became clear to him, he said, that the time had come to suspend his campaign. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday I did some shopping on Amazon, and I wanted to order something, some extra hand soap. I also like these stainless steel round, they're these little round scrubbers that are stainless steel, and I love them. I use them for dishes. I use them to clean the kitchen. And when you order from Amazon, it'll say you ordered, so you'll do a search, and it'll say you ordered this product in March of 2023, or you ordered this product in 2022. Would you like to reorder? So you click it. Before you do that, just double check the price, because I have been noticing that when I just like to blindly reorder something, it's a few dollars more than what I spent for it months ago. So I would like to price search. But one thing I've started to notice with Amazon is they're not really giving you a lot of options with prices. I wanted to buy some soft soap, hand soap, and basically any sort of brand or fresh scent or milk and honey or whatever. One had a little fish on it, pretty much same price. So you don't get to really choose. You get different options, but still same price. And I've said this, I don't think inflation is 3%. I've been seeing 20%. I've been seeing things go up 50%, and it's ridiculous. And, I understand that the Fed say it's only been 3%, but I'm not the only one who has noticed that things are a hell of a lot more expensive. So there's an interesting Reddit thread where the user said, what is no longer worth it because of how expensive it has become? And apparently there's been about 30,000 comments on there. And people have been complaining about their coffee, their streaming services, going out drinking, buying a new car is now too expensive. And I also saw on Facebook there was a meme saying, what would you have bought, pre-COVID that you're not going to buy now because you can't? And I'm noticing that my shopping is different. And we got Christmas shopping coming up. And I'm just kind of thinking about giving people gift cards so I don't get hit with the inflation. It's probably one of the smartest things to do. When I tell you guys how to buy gifts that are reasonable and how to save some money, you could do a gift card. So let's say you want to give somebody something that looks like, is in the maybe $75 to $100 range. But if you do buy something like that, now you're noticing that, it's not as much as you thought it would be. Like, have you ever ordered flowers and go, you know what? I'm going to spend $100 on a bouquet. I'm going to go up to $100. It's going to be a nice one. I'm going to send it, and it's going to be huge. And then you find out that it was a little piece of crap. And you're like, wait a second. But I picked the $89 bouquet plus tax plus delivery. I spent $110 on it. No, what you get for $100 isn't like what you used to. So what I recommend is you get like a $50 gift card, and then you put other goodies in there. So let's say you want to give a maybe $80 to $100 basket that's kind of coffee-related, get a couple mugs. You could get a mug for $5, throw a $50 Starbucks gift card or coffee shop gift card, put in the basket a couple coffees that you could get on sale, some flavored coffees, maybe some very kind of cute flavorings for coffee, and throw some candies in there. Now you have a real nice gift that not only has mugs and coffee and candy, but also a gift card. That's going to last. That's going to stand out. You can do the same thing with gardening. You got somebody that's into gardening. And you're like, well, gosh, I got to, get them a real nice gift. Get them a gift card to one of the nearby, Home Depots that has gardening tools or Lowe's or one of these, what do they call it, where they have a lot of plants and stuff. I can't think of it. And then you could have a pot in there, some seeds. You could have extra nutrients for plants. You could have a couple gardening tools. Throw the gift certificate in it. Boom. And then you could just do the gift certificate, but if you're like, I don't want people to think I only spent $50. Well, then you could add little things to it. It doesn't really cost a lot, but it makes it look like a bigger present. Same thing with cooking. And you could have a gift certificate to the favorite restaurant, but then throw a little recipe book in there, some ingredients, a couple utensils, and you have a really nice basket. So, I'm noticing I'm spending less because I just don't want to spend that kind of money on BS. So I see what people are spending on homes. They say the home prices are going to go down soon. We don't want a market crash, but I think a lot of homes, a lot of rent is overpriced. But I've seen apartments for $2,000+ in Las Vegas that shouldn't be that price. And we're seeing a lot of people look at fast food differently. Now that many fast food chains have to pay their workers $20 an hour, you're not going to get a dollar burger or a 99-cent meal that's going to fill you up. So many people have complained how things have cost money at McDonald's, Taco Bell, Five Guys. One person had said that the average Big Mac, or according to Statista, the cost of a Big Mac is $5.15, up from $4.33 in 2012. Now, I like a Big Mac, but to me, a Big Mac is starting to get a little smaller. These patties are getting really tiny. I don't think it's a quarter pounder of meat. And, you know, $5.15, it's kind of a lot for a burger. A value meal now costs as much as a meal at a sit-down at, like, Applebee's, they're saying. Although, I bet to Applebee's, that's a little costly, too. Pepsi has raised their prices. Oh, Soda Pop. If you go into a grocery store and you see Soda Pop, it's ridiculous. It's like $2 for a 2-liter bottle, 2-plus. It used to be 99 cents just a few years ago. So I don't need to drink soda, so I drink less of that. Television, music, streaming services have hiked their price this year. They're cracking down on password sharing because they've been lagging profits. Somebody had said, which I thought was funny, you know, why don't we take all these streaming services and bundle them up and call it cable? Hey, but cable separate. No, they don't want that. They want you to pay separately. $7.99 here, $10 a month here, $5 a month here. What we spend on TV and cable is ridiculous. I need cable because I want my sports and I want my local news. But I want Netflix. I want Apple. I want Prime Video. It's ridiculous what we end up spending. Disney Plus, I think, went up to $13.99 a month. I'm probably going to be dropping Disney Plus. You know, I like the you know, low key and things like that, but I think maybe after I watch it, I'm going to stop it. It's just not worth it. But I tell you, I've been going to movies less. There's not a lot of movies I'm going to see inside a theater. I saw Avatar. I saw I saw the one where it was the I saw Indiana Jones, but there was the one where it was that ex-Navy SEAL that went to rescue the trafficked girls. That movie was really good. I forget the name of that movie. So there's some movies I'll see in the theater, but for the most part, like, I really want to see that new movie with what's his name? I'm sorry, my memory is lagging. Leonardo DiCaprio. And I just don't have time. And by the time I go or I take the family, it's like an $80 event. If I'm spending all this money on Netflix, I might as well watch it there. 5.5 million homes are now vacant in America's 50 biggest cities due to a surge in vacation and short-term rental properties. So many people have bought out properties to Airbnb, but there's not a lot of people renting them. It's too expensive. Coffee, going out drinking. I love Las Vegas, but if you try to go to the Strip and order cocktails, it's going to cost money. It's going to cost money. So, yeah, drink less. You know, we might start getting skinnier as a result. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we need to have an honest conversation, and I know this might not be very popular, but I, as a woman, am getting a little tired of what I'm hearing in terms of people, women, if you have kids, you're going to get paid less, you're going to be discriminated against, rethink that. You know, women having kids are going to be then competing with men that are going to supersede them. And can we have a little bit of an honest conversation? Being a female who had kids early on in my career, all right, I never expected to be paid the identical amount of reimbursement as somebody else who saw more patients than me. So when I had my children, with the grace of God, thank God, and I might have seen maybe 10 patients, although I saw a lot of patients, I was busy and I took the kids to work and I had babysitting. But let's say I used to work ER shifts and I would see 60 patients in 12 hours. If I had my kids with me so I could breastfeed and I saw 40 patients instead of 60, I would not have expected to be paid for those additional 20 people I didn't see. If I'm going to cut out of work early and somebody else is going to be there till 5 and I leave at 3, I'm not going to expect to get paid for those other 2 hours when that other person is working. And so, yes, my pay may go down. And in society, we have tried to say, no. If somebody has kids, they need to be paid the exact same way as somebody who isn't having kids. And I get that we don't want somebody feeling like they're, going to necessarily starve because they chose to have kids and then be able to work less. But on the flip side, why aren't we as society figuring out how to bring back that sort of model for those who want it, where they want to have kids and care for kids at home? Me, I had student loans. I couldn't be a homemaker. I went to medical school. There was so much I had to, unfortunately, start paying back. I went to work right away. I don't think that was the best thing for my kids. I really should have been home with them more. Now, luckily, me and my husband worked it out. We also had some babysitters and, we had, grandparents, and we made it work so they still, they had daycare, and they went to daycare. Thank God for that. And it is a struggle. It is a struggle. It's not easy. But if I, let's say, didn't make as much as somebody who wasn't leaving early, or was seen doing more output, I would have never even thought that was wrong, because whoever works more gets paid more. Now, what is wrong is if you are doing the exact same job, you're seeing the exact same number of customers or patients, you have the exact same number of years in the company, and you're getting paid markedly less. That's a problem. Okay, if you're doing, equal pay for equal work. But I keep seeing these headlines, and this might be what's happening with a lot of the younger individuals, where they're like, well, I don't want to have a baby because then I can't work. Don't we have, and aren't we already spending millions on assistance for people who might not, who might not make the income they need to if one is taking care of a child? We have so many public programs, and I'm not saying go on the public dime, but we've been so anti-homemaker, anti-caregiver, that maybe we need to change the way we're talking about it. So, I just saw this article where they say once a woman has a baby, she immediately changes her wage. There's now a wedge between what she makes and men make. And if you are going to be taking time off and you are going to be taking the kid to daycare or taking the kid to school and going to the Christmas program and going to their parade and being part of PTA, yeah, you're not necessarily going to be doing the same hours and work as somebody else. We look at this labor crisis as, well, it's because of COVID, it's because people can maybe work at home. Another reason for it is some people are thinking they're getting paid. Why should they work harder than somebody else who's getting paid to not work as much? So we need to kind of rethink that. And having a baby and having a child is one of the most wonderful things. And in the olden days, you could, if you wanted to, although it was kind of more forced at the time, you could be home with them. You could give them a home. You could work on their studies. If they came home from school and they struggled with their math or their reading, mom would be their teacher, would help them get through their homework. And being home and being a homemaker or a caretaker is not a bad thing. And there's a lot of different ways people could do it. You don't have to be home with your kids every day. I couldn't. I love my kids, but no. Especially since I'm a workaholic. But you could do what a lot of people are doing. One thing I had predicted before the pandemic was you're going to have maybe five families. And they're going to split up who's going to homeschool. Because I figured homeschool was going to expand. I didn't know why, but I just had a feeling we're going to see more homeschooling. And so one parent is going to be not working on that Monday. And they're for the kids. But then they get to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, etc. Another parent takes them Tuesday, etc. And so every kid has one person. They have other kids in their little pod. And if they're homeschooled, they have at least one parent as opposed to every single parent homeschooling separately. So you almost have these like little mini classrooms for those who want to homeschool. And we can do that also with care mommy and me groups. All right, mom, you're going to be the one watching them, although a 5-to-1 ratio is kind of high when it comes to babies, but still, where you could group it together. But we're not necessarily talking about ways to allow people to, to be enthusiastic about having kids. A lot of these headlines and a lot of the talk is once you have kids, you're going to make less money. Well, duh. I mean, if I'm going to be home with my kid, I'm not going to be clocking in. I'm not going to be seeing patients. I'm not going to be selling as many homes. Yeah. That, again, we have to fight, unequal pay for equal work. But if you're doing less work, if you're not going to be working, it's not really that illogical that then you're not going, that employer's not going to be paying you or you're not going to be making the sales or whatever. So we need to figure out how to rechange the conversation and how to start maybe bringing back the ability for people to be home with their kids. With my husband and our student loans, there was no way one of us could be a homemaker. So we made it work. We turned one of the rooms into a little area, a little daycare for the kids. So if they weren't in daycare that day, they could be at the office. And yeah, it might not have been fun. It might not have been a home life, but we made it work. And I think we need to start figuring out how to make things work. Daycares at work, fantastic idea. Parents can go and check on their kids. They know their kids are safe. They don't have to worry about what's happening at home. They know their kid is only a floor away from them, although what happened during the World Trade Center bombing was horrific and horrible. But, I think we have to be very, very careful with our messaging. And we have to make sure that unequal pay for equal work is not being, persisted. That has to stop. But we also want to make sure that we aren't having people that are working extra and not get, because then that's unequal pay for equal work. 1-877-DOC-SOLID. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.